Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Senate is readying for impeachment trial. We've got the story.
Democrats debate in Iowa. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
The final design plan for Wichita's riverfront has been released. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm Rodney Price. The day after Wichita swears in a new mayor, the city council selects a new vice mayor. Who they chose is coming up.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. We will have some areas of patchy fog this morning, but a clearing and cooler day ahead with gusty north winds. Our complete forecast is coming up.
House Democrats are expected to send over articles of impeachment to the Senate by the end of the day.
Just the third Senate impeachment trial of a president is expected to begin next week.
There is little or no sentiment in the Republican conference for a motion to dismiss.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says a trial will include arguments from House Democrats in the White House, followed by written questions from senators, and then possible votes on hearing additional witness testimony. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will answer one outstanding question today, naming impeachment managers this morning, those lawmakers who will serve as prosecutors in the historic trial. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Six Democrats squared off in a debate last evening in Iowa.
The debate here at Des Moines Drake University was measured on CNN, even amid Elizabeth Warren's claim of sexism against Bernie Sanders, that he told her a woman couldn't win.
Well, as a matter of fact, I didn't say it.
Bernie is my friend, and I am not here to try to fight with Bernie.
No real fireworks, though there were clashes about free college for all, universal child care, and how to pay for Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren's Medicare for All plan.
That's doubling the entire federal budget.
The answer is a nonprofit public option.
Joe Biden and Amy Klobuchar, though not touched last night, was the hot button issue of immigration. In Des Moines, Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Final recommendations for the Riverfront Legacy Master Plan have been released, and they do not include plans for Wichita Century 2.
Details regarding the potential new developments were presented to a panel during a public meeting at Newman University Tuesday evening. John Rolfe with Great Wichita Partnership tells KSN News it comes after months of research and collecting community comments.
One of the things we've heard over and over again through public engagement over the past several months is important to have green space, re-engage the river.
However, the design team's plan suggests building a new performing arts center and tearing down Century 2. Many in attendance like the idea, but others say they don't want to lose the iconic Wichita building.
I like the green space. I like the use of the river. But I want to save Century 2.
The design team says they'll be collecting additional feedback for the next few weeks before presenting their proposal to the city and county next month. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Brandon Whipple has chaired his first city council meeting as Wichita mayor.
All right, thank you for the people in attendance and those watching on television. I do want to just preface that this is my first meeting and I might do things a little different if I rely back on my legislative experience for running a meeting. But stick with me, we're going to get the hang of it.
The first item of business was to select a new vice mayor. The ballots were cast, and the council made its choice.
And faithfully discharge the duties of vice mayor.
And faithfully discharge the duties of vice mayor.
For the city of Wichita, Kansas.
For the city of Wichita, Kansas.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Judge.
That was new Wichita Vice Mayor Cindy Claycomb taking the oath of office. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Wichita police are asking the public's help in finding a possible murder victim's body. Captain Brent Allred says police received a tip December 29th that 53-year-old Jeffrey Hill of Wichita was involved in a criminal homicide earlier in the month in the 2100 block of South Water. The victim's body was apparently taken from the scene and buried outside Wichita. Police gathered enough information to arrest Hill near Merton and Seneca Monday.
Hill was stopped by officers driving a 1999 white Chevy Suburban When officers stopped him, he fled from the vehicle on foot, but was arrested by officers after a short foot pursuit. During the stop, officers also located and recovered methamphetamine, narcotic pills, and marijuana.
Captain Allred says Hill was charged with second-degree murder, possession of meth with intent to sell, possession of marijuana, and resisting arrest. The victim identified as 50-year-old Jeffrey Jones of Hutchinson. Police ask anyone with information in this case to call detectives at 268-4407 or Crime Stoppers at 267-2111. KNSS News Time now, 8:06, 6 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Men's basketball, KU was on the road last night. Shockers are on the road tonight. We'll talk about that all coming up in sports.
Moody's Investor Service has downgraded the debt rating for Spirit AeroSystems to junk bond status. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 8:09, 9 minutes past 8 o'clock. Moody's Investor Service has downgraded the debt rating for Spirit AeroSystems to junk bond status after the major supplier of fuselages for Boeing's troubled 737 MAX announced layoffs last week. Monday's downgrade comes after Spirit announced Friday that it was laying off 2,800 workers in Wichita and that it planned smaller workforce reductions later this month at its plants in Tulsa and McAllister, Oklahoma. Spirit produces produced about 70% of the 737 MAX, including the fuselage and other major components.
After nearly 18 months of a trade war, the Chinese delegation is in Washington for the signing of a Phase 1 trade deal with the U.S.
Under the agreement to be signed by President Trump and the Vice Premier of China, Beijing would commit to buying an additional $32 billion in agricultural goods over the next 2 years. Reuters is reporting China would also agree to purchase more in energy supplies and other U.S. services. The Democratic National Committee is slamming the deal, saying there's no sign China will deliver on Trump's promise to buy tens of billions more from U.S. farmers. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
A decades-old mystery involving an abandoned baby appears to be solved.
Meriden, Connecticut Police Chief Jeffrey Cossette was a young detective in January of 1988. He recalls being dispatched to a disturbing scene.
A days-old infant was found at the base of a tree.
Cossette says the infant had froze to death, many in the Connecticut community expressing empathy at the time. The
Meriden Police Department adopted this infant and named him David Paul.
The infant was buried in a donated cemetery plot, and the case went cold until now. Investigators say DNA has identified the child's mother as Karen Roach, but investigators are not expected to charge the 57-year-old with manslaughter, citing a 20-year statute of limitations. Tom Graham, Fox News.
A woman in Florida tried to use items in a Walmart store to burn the place down.
37-year-old Emily Stollard facing multiple charges after police say she tried to build an explosive device inside of a Tampa Walmart store. She was charged with attempted arson of a structure, firebombing, contributing to the delinquency of a minor, child abuse, and battery on an officer. A security guard noticed Stollard with a child opening unpaid items, including flammable materials and matches. Investigators say that Stollard even spit at the deputies as she was being loaded into a patrol car. John Saucier, Fox News.
KNSS News Time, now 8:12, 12 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Continue to watch for traffic slowdown. They're still working on a traffic accident. This is southbound on I-135 north of 8th and 9th Street. Still got traffic backed up and slowed down there. Again, they've got the right lane closed after an injury traffic accident. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A frontal boundary nearby will bring our temperature down a bit today. We'll likely hover in the mid-40s throughout most of the afternoon. With a clearing sky, north winds at 15 to 30 miles per hour. Colder tonight, our low 21, and our next system moving in will bring us a chance of snow Thursday afternoon with a wintry mix Thursday night. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Right now, mostly cloudy. We've got a north wind gusting to 28 miles per hour and 43 degrees. 8:13 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS Wednesday, January 15th, 2020. On this date in 1967, the Green Bay Packers of the National Football League defeated the Kansas City Chiefs of the American Football League 35-10 in the first AFL-NFL World Championship game, retroactively known as Super Bowl I. And there's a chance, of course, that, well, the Chiefs might be in it again this year. We'll keep you posted. 8:13 now with Steve and Ted. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesday with Wagle, Dr. Jason Wagle of Kansas Perio and Dental Implants with us this morning. Good morning, Dr. Wagle.
Good morning, Steve. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine. Let's talk about a mini implant. What's a mini implant?
Well, you know, you may hear a lot about mini dental implants. There really is a wide range of implant types. There's mini dental implants, narrow body implants, standard implants, and wide body implants.
Okay.
The mini dental implant is usually defined as an implant that is so narrow that a screw connection is not mechanically possible. And that's somewhere between 1.8 millimeters to 3 millimeters in diameter. The standard implant allows for a screw to be placed and a variety of connection options and unlimited amounts of customization. And they usually range somewhere between 3.4 millimeters to 5 millimeters in diameter.
What's the difference in the way you do this? Does it take more time to heal on one or the other, or how's that work?
Yeah, typically a mini implant is placed projecting up out of the soft tissue the day of the surgery because of its design. And this may expose the implant to early loading or overloading and bacterial infection prior to its healing. Because of this, it may be a little tricky and may not heal correctly. A mini implant may be chosen, however, for patients that don't have an adequate amount of bone or for standard diameter implants or they are not a candidate for bone grafting.
Wow.
Your question, I want to go back to your question real quick. I'm sorry about that.
Go ahead.
Why do they take differently? Or maybe you didn't ask this, but why do they take different amount of times?
Yeah.
You know, really, the standard implant and the mini implant take the same amount of time to integrate. As a mini implant. In some cases, they can even be done in the same number of visits. But that depends on the patient's bone quality and quantity. Again, going back to why maybe people talk about mini implants versus standard implants. But if a patient's bone is soft, the standard implant can be placed below the gum line where it is protected from the bacteria of the mouth and protected from early loading. And that may be a reason why the standard implant has a significant increase in success rates.
One of the things I've learned from talking with you is that every situation, every mouth, every gum line is different, and it takes a real pro, like somebody like you, to know exactly what to do, and I appreciate that.
Thank you.
What you do is important. Hey, you know, it's a new year. New Year's resolutions. I think I'm going to resolve to floss more regularly. What do you think? Is that a good idea?
I think that's a great idea. I think that'll add years to your life.
Yeah, and you can probably stop handing out Kit Kat bars there at the office. Probably a good idea, too.
Yeah, maybe I should stop that.
Thank you, Dr. Regal. We'll check with you again next week. You know, when it's time to get serious about your smile, it's time to see your dentist about Kansas Perio. Learn more about their services online at kansasperio.com or call 316-685-2731. Wednesdays with Wagel. Dr. Jason Wagel giving some good advice about mini implants. It's coming up on 8:18 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and it's sports time with Ted Woodward. We're going to talk about basketball, right, Ted?
Yeah, I got a big night coming up right here in the middle of the week. We got college men's basketball tonight for 16th-ranked Wichita State. The Shockers are in Philadelphia
right
for a matchup with the Temple Owls tonight. And the Shocks are a 4.5-point favorite going into Philly. The Shocks, with a record of 15-1, one of only 8 teams left in the nation with either 1 or 0 losses. Shocks have never won at Temple. Only played there once, but did not win that one. The Shocks are on an 8-game road winning streak. That's the second longest active streak in the nation right now. And overall, the Shocks have won 9 in a row. They are atop the American Conference standings. Mike Kennedy and Bob Hull begin their pregame coverage for the Shockers at 7 o'clock tonight. The game will tip off at 8 o'clock this evening. And you can listen live on 103.7 KEYN. We had college men's action last night in Norman, Oklahoma. 6th-ranked Kansas on the road visiting OU. Boy, KU was in pretty good form last night. You heard the game on Sports Radio KFH.
He stands on the OU logo at center court. Now he takes off the drive. Moss for three. He did it again. Isaiah Moss throws in another three ball, his 6th of the night.
You saw what they did. They cleared Christian Brown out. Just had a two-man game over there. And there's Dope with the big block.
He blocks Reeves.
Wow, what a sequence right there. You get the three by Isaiah, the block. Kansas with the ball up by 12.
Well, you kind of get the point there. KU wins it 66-52. Pretty good offense, maybe even better defense. as KU is now 13-3 on the season, getting the start there. Isaiah Moss, 6 3-pointers last night on his way to 20 points. Here's Kansas head coach Bill Self.
We needed something good to happen, and, you know, we play so slow, obviously, with the two bigs and then with Dot not in the game. We just didn't have much speed to get out there and do some things, but we saw we could play small tonight better than we have in a while, and that was a really good, well-executed, you know, last 10 or 12 minutes of the game.
Yep, KU shut them down. You know, a couple weeks ago, KU won in Ames, Iowa, biggest win against Iowa State on the road in 101 years, margin-wise. Well, this 14-point win for Kansas at Oklahoma, largest margin of victory for the Jayhawks on the road at OU in 45 years.
Help me out this. Did OU and KU actually play for the national championship a few years ago? That's what I was remembering.
Well, 30 years ago.
Manning and those guys?
Yeah.
Late
80s.
How about that?
Late 80s.
Good
Kansas
rivalry.
Oklahoma in the championship.
You
game.
Bet. Yep. You bet.
So, yeah, a nice matchup there. And KU is now 13-3 with that win. Not so good news from Manhattan last night. Kansas State losing at home to 23rd-ranked Texas Tech. 77-63, ooh, brutal game. 46 fouls called, leading to 60 free throw attempts.
That's hard to watch.
Those games are hard to sit through, hard to watch.
Yeah.
And when your team loses, it's even worse.
Yeah.
20 K-State turnovers led to 30 points for the Red Raiders.
Mm.
The Wildcats are now 0-4 in the Big 12.
Uh-oh.
Last time that happened was 11 years ago.
Uh-oh.
Not going well for the Cats right now. We have Shocker women's action tonight at Coke Arena. The Shocker ladies are starting off a three-game homestand. 6:30 tonight against Tulsa at Coke Arena. Shocker women right now tied for 7th in the American Conference. We had a huge boys game last night between two unbeatens, Derby at Campus. And it was close. Campus won the game on home court, 56-53. First loss of the season for Derby. Campus remains undefeated at 7-0 under head coach Chris Davis.
How about that?
Colts have a pretty good team this year. And if you notice all these figure skaters around town, well, it's because the U.S. figure skaters are in town. Today through Sunday, it's the Midwestern and Pacific Coast Synchronized Skating Sectional Championships, which are being held at Intrust Bank Arena for the next several days. Got 2,500 skaters here in town, 160 different teams. This is the second time in 3 years Wichita has hosted this event. So welcome to town, all those ice skaters, for the next 5 days. You'll see them all over the place. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
8:21 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Moving ahead with impeachment. That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.